Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 13th of March, recording at 9:13 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. First, the highlights. Friday's stock market gains were followed by another rally here today. So clearly, the bulls still have the upper hand, at least in the very short term. Elsewhere, government bonds still weak. Could that be important? More on that in a moment. The US dollar softer in here today. It is running into resistance near the 91 level on the US dollar index. Precious metals, after an indifferent start, some reasonable rallies in here today, particularly by silver last trading at 10.15. And the platinum was also pretty steady here today as well. Oil firmer, back up to 61.87. Natural gas, showing a small rebound in here today, back over $7. Okay, now what about the stock market cycle? Where do we stand? Well, when you net it all out, there are more uptrends than downtrends or ranging patterns, or where we have ranging patterns, we have a sequence of higher reaction lows more often than not. So this bull has certainly not rolled over and died on us in here. And that will gratify those of us who still hold long positions and provide a bit of consternation among those who are mostly out of the market or who are heavily short here. Now, why are stock markets reasonably steady in here currently? Well, there's the momentum factor, there's the GDP growth, there's the liquidity that we've been able to talk about for really the last 3 years or so. And there's also all that mergers and acquisition activity, which has been a very bullish factor. And the bearish developments are more along the lines of the theoretical. Those of us who are saying, as I am, that 3 years, that's about enough in terms of a global stock market rally, and who are also pointing out that the second year of a US presidential cycle is usually the least profitable, and who also are saying that rising short-term interest rates will eventually kick in and cause trouble, and who are also saying that a rise in long-dated government bond yields, albeit from quite low levels, will eventually create a headwind. Now, on that last point, I will also say that in the very short term, or I'll leave out the very, in the short term, weakening government bond prices may well help to fuel the stock market rally, as some of that money comes out of the fixed interest sector and perhaps goes into equities. That would hardly be surprising, but it's not sustainable. A divergence there is not sustainable for all that long. But I go back to my best case scenario ever since the upward dynamics in October of 2005. October 2005, we saw an important reaction low, as signaled by some very strong upward dynamics for global stock market indices following that short, sharp correction. And my best case scenario subsequently was that these stock markets would remain firm through the first quarter of this year and maybe last a little longer in here on the before people start to think about the sell in May and go away. But in recent years, as you know, we've tended to see weakness come in March and April, so sooner rather than later. So we're definitely moving into what is statistically the moving towards, I should say, what is statistically the weaker portion of the year for stock markets more often than not. But again, bottom line, The recent action that we've been seeing, and a good strong surge to new high ground by the UK stock market index in here today. Markets are not breaking down and staying down, at least not among the majors. You've got some that were wildly overextended, like Saudi Arabia coming down fairly sharply, particularly in here today. But the ones that really count, how is the US doing? Well, it's underperforming on the upside, but we still have this gradual ranging advance on Wall Street. And some more of the European stock market excuse me, indices have hit new highs in here today, or are very close to doing so. We've seen some firmness after some equal-sized corrections, as Owen had been pointing out, I think on Friday, and that does show that demand still has the upper hand in here, not perhaps all that significantly, but it ain't over until it's over, as some market genius once said. Okay. Let's move. Would I put new money into the market at this level? No, in a word. Now, where am I putting some money, new money into the market, albeit chasing a little bit in terms of today's trade? I don't like this government bond market. It's been extremely weak. If you look at the long-term charts, and I put a number of them up in yield terms, and of course you can find huge sections on both government bond yields and prices in the chart library, that we are seeing action that does suggest to me that the secular bear market that I have predicted in government bonds, and I've predicted it ever since saying that I felt that the secular bull market of 18 years or more had ended back in June 2003, and that we were after the initial sharp sell-off that we then saw a rally and a very lengthy, predictably lengthy top formation right-hand extension phase, which has really been taking place over the last 2 years and more. And why predictably lengthy? Because the topping out process for major markets often is lengthy. And in the case of government bonds, the prevailing sentiment for such a long time was that deflationary risks were very, very high. And indeed, if you all you need to do is recall some of the forecasts for what, for instance, U.S. Treasury bonds might have done over the on the downside, some of those forecasts that you were hearing a year or two ago. So again, people were very much focused on the deflation, and it's only been a bit more well recently, in the last couple of months or so, that we've seen some very pronounced deterioration in the performance of a number of these government bond markets. And hardly surprising, because we now have synchronization among the major central banks. In terms of interest rate hikes, it started with the US, of course, then the ECB came in, and the ECB is taking a bit of a hard line here at the moment. And now Japan has moved away from their long period of very accommodative easing. So that does suggest very much higher government bond yields over the short to medium term, and I feel very strongly over the long term as well, due to the inflationary pressures that are in the pipeline that will emerge slowly. I've said all along. So I'm currently short the Euro bunds, and having talked, good grief, it's embarrassing. How many weeks have I talked about shorting the JGBs? Well, I hope some subscribers did when I first started talking about shorting the JGBs in this latest round, because we have had plays, or I have had trades in that sector, in the long-dated government bond sector, on occasion during the topping phase. But I suspect we're now moving into more of a trending phase, although more evidence is required. I should say medium-term trending phase, but more evidence is really required to confirm that. So, what else to mention? The U.S. dollar, with the ECB taking a harder line, there's a good chance that we may have seen the best of the dollar's strengthen here, but it has to be said we haven't seen any kind of clear downward dynamic by the greenback. But I will be surprised if it doesn't range sideways to lower pretty well from here on. If it doesn't in the very short term, it's because short-term interest rates are still rising faster in the U.S. than anywhere else. Now, looking at precious metals, softer dollar in here today gave them a boost on the upside. I like that sector enormously for the long term. I have been worried about it, and I have stayed out, missing some of my usual buy-on setbacks trades, which I have so often opened during 2003, 2004, and 2005, but I haven't been doing it very often here in this environment because I have been fearful of a cascade effect sell-off if stock markets turned south. Now, stock markets are certainly not doing that, at least not in here today, and therefore that's proving me to be too cautious in terms of the precious metals. But I would most definitely keep positions small in this market. Well, from my perspective, given my view that stock markets don't really have all that much more time on the upside before that medium-term correction takes place. So I'm going to remain cautious in here. I'm taking enough risks in some other trades. Now, one real dog in the trading portfolio, which has seen an encouraging day here, is the natural gas, which I mentioned I'll be putting that chart up shortly. And it's had reasonably good gain today, up about 400 points here overall. So that's certainly the best action we've seen in a few weeks. Now, in the past, during the decline, we would get an upward dynamic or a rally for a few days in the natural gas, and then it would get absolutely clobbered with a big downward dynamic. So really, to trigger the short covering rally, which may have started in here today, that I have been expecting since the last contract rollover, to see that, we definitely need some follow through, if not immediately tomorrow. That would be the clearest sign of strength. The quicker it moves upwards, the more it's likely to frighten anybody who's got a short position and turn around some of those moving averages, put some of the hedge fund trading positions back to the long side. Certainly natural gas definitely needs follow through on the upside to show that this time it is a bit different, that this time we really have established a bottom rather than just seeing a temporary technical rally. I'm reasonably optimistic in here, although psychologically I have budgeted for perhaps a more tedious ranging sort of base building phase taking us right into the summer hurricane season. We'll see. And crude oil, I mentioned, stronger in here today as well. People have been pretty bearish of crude recently, but it does keep finding support around that $60 level. And I think that's pretty much it. Industrial metals, a bit mixed in here today. Copper, I noticed, was steadier early on. But I think that's it, folks, certainly in terms of the major moves that I've seen. All the best.